Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
Oh, yes, it's 49228.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name?
Christopher Van Dyke.
Right. Thank you for that. And just for security purposes of this account, do you mind verifying the shipping address, please?
14223 Carroll Road. That's Blissfield, Michigan, 49228.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that information. And I have an account located here. I see that you have the dash cam with our company. How can I assist you today?
Well, so my question is, I have numerous charges on my credit card that comes back to this telephone number, one for 119, one for 109, one for 95.69, and I guess I don't understand what them are.
So let's see here. The only charge I see that we attempted to bill you was for $54.97. That one did not go through, and I can tell you what that charge is for, but we don't have any additional charges on the amounts that you spoke of.
$54.97? What was that for?
So originally when you placed the order for the dash cam back on the 12th of this month, that is also tagged along with the Gadgets Membership Club. So you're paying $54.97 a month. You get a gift code in your email each month when you pay that amount for $125, where you can go on to the Gadget store online and make more purchases. So you get more for the
Basically, that's not what it was. I basically did a survey, and the survey said do the survey and get your free gift, which is what I did in your space shipping. That's what I did, and now I'm being charged all these charges on my credit card.
Okay, yes, sir. So, again, we haven't attempted to bill any other amount. The only amount that I show here was the $54.97, and that's for the membership fee. We didn't get that charge out, nor did we bill any other amounts. You said $109, and we haven't billed anything.
Yeah, $119 and $109 and $95.69. So I guess my question is, I never signed up for any kind of membership for nothing, and you guys, whatever server was, never told me that. So I feel like I've been scammed, and I would like to basically have my money returned and get out of the club, as whatever this club is, which was never shown or showed me or anything. And here in the state of Michigan, we consider that to be phone scams. I'm in law enforcement, so what I'll do if I don't get my money is I will call the Attorney General of Michigan and I will refer them to you guys. I just want my money returned and I want out of this club.
Yes, sir, I understand. I have canceled the account for your request. That will prevent all future billing and attempts from our company for the $54.97. However, I don't see those additional charges that you're speaking of. My suggestion for you to be able to get assistance with those would be to check your billing statement for another phone number to call.
Okay. Do you have like even a name and a reference number in reference to the $54.97?
Yes. Well, there's not a charge. It was declined. So I do have my a cancellation number, though, if you'd like to write it down just for your verification of the membership being canceled. That prevents all future billing.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. That's going to be the letter C, like in Charlie, 258-741717.
Okay. And you said basically that has been canceled, correct?
Right. The membership has been canceled. That prevents all future billing from our company altogether, but we don't have those additional billings that you're speaking of.
Okay. What's your company? What's the company name again?
This is for the dash cam.
Okay. What's your company called? What's the name?
We're a third-party call center.
Okay. I gotcha. I understand.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you. No, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.